It's 9 o'clock. I'd like to call the order, the regular council meeting Tuesday, April 12th, 2022 of the Region Queens Municipality. Are there any changes to the agenda as presented? If none, I'll ask for approval of the agenda. Moved by Councilor Gidney, seconded by Councilor Merrill. All those in favor? Passed. Are there any petitions to table today? Any petitions? Hearing none, public question comment session. I remind anyone that wishes to speak, Leon, I think we've got hands up, so we're going to do it by hand wave today. So just remind anyone who wishes to speak to give your name and your civic address, and you are limited to 5 minutes. So the lady in the yellow. Oh, it's mine. Didn't recognize you.
Mayor Norman, councilors and staff, I'm Vina Moses, administrator of the Hank Snow Hometown Museum. This is Vernon Oikel, and he's the president of the Friends of Hank Snow Society, who operate the museum. Thank you.
Name and
this
civic
opportunity.
Name and civic number. Name and your civic address.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Vine Moses, and I actually live in Bridgewater, but 17 Hank Snow Drive is where the Hank Snow Hometown Museum is. Thank you for this opportunity to voice our opinion before you deliberate and approve allotment of the Community Investment Fund today. We have appreciated your allocation of $10,000 each year for the past years. With COVID and the restrictions we encountered in our operations, we tried to be very frugal, and because we had decreased the number of visitors who came, we hesitated to spend monies on goods that we need to keep the museum operating. We averaged 2,371 visitors at the museum per year for the 6 years prior to the pandemic, not including attendees at the Tribute at Queens Place and Mirror Center. We feel we continue to provide a vital link to folks around the world who appreciate the huge talent of Hank Snow, who was born and brought up in Queens County. We have put into place several cost-saving acts to make sure we were able to continue this link once the pandemic settled. I took on the administrator position at a greatly reduced salary to help out. Several board members and volunteers gave materials, time, and their expertise to build a necessary building so we have the facilities needed to continue our fundraising and our Hank Snow Drive-In Theater once we get our license, which is waiting for the fire inspection of the field so plans can continue. This summer, two festivals are planned outdoors in our gazebo park area. As opposed to our usual two summer students, we will only have one student this year. This will mean we will need to outsource some activities, costs for upgrades need to be covered, supplies to top up and build our inventory for the gift shop have to be purchased. With more visitors and attendees at two summer festivals, the museum will accrue more energy costs. Signage was blown over in high winds and had to be fixed. A security system was recommended by the RCMP since vandals destroyed our electrical boxes several times. The need to provide shaded areas for our events and for the many organizations who use our gazebo park area has to be considered either as a permanent solution or via rentals. We understand that due to the formula used to calculate all CIF applications, what we have spent and monies on hand, our allotment will be at least $2,500 less this year, unless you as a council understand that because we simplified our lifestyle and we're maximizing what we as corporate citizens felt needed to be done as we could operate within our means, this loss will prove to be a hardship as we try to overcome the results of the pandemic. We sincerely ask that you consider our request to continue our CIF $10,000 allotment. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Next person who wishes to speak. Leon.
Thank you, Mayor Norman. Mayor Robertson, 45 College Street in Liverpool. On the agenda there, under 7.1, you have on there a discussion of the proposal of the pool that was discussed at the last meeting. And it's good to see it on there, and it looks like it could be a good project, and it seems being fairly well funded, but there are extra monies that's needed. So it's good to see you on that for discussion there. Under 7.4, the revised planning strategy and land use bylaw, there's a number of objections, and I noticed they're mainly with respect to livestock operations and also RV parking. But livestock operations, I can understand in a place like Liverpool, where we're all close together sort of thing, that has to be very limited, I would say. But when you get out in the country, why, there's more land. I know when I was brought up on Robertson's Hill, we had a 40-acre lot there, and there was plenty of room to plant gardens and have livestock. But we get in a small area, and it should be very limited. And like I say, the revised planning and strategy to do with RVs, that's an interesting situation. I noticed, I think since the last meeting, you had the opening of the call center, is that correct? Yeah. And there's a lot of comments there from the owner-operator with respect to hiring more people. That he was concerned with those people having a place to stay because the housing is very limited here, and I think it's very limited everywhere. Thank you, Mayor Brown.
Thank you for your comments.
Celeste Johnston, 120 Edgewater Drive, Hunts Point. I'm speaking on behalf of the Aquatic Society this morning, and there are 3 points I'd like to make. The first is I'd like to announce the names of the donors of the $3 million. They are Holly Murphy Stanton and her son Michael Murphy, and to mention that this is their own individual private money, it is not money from the foundation. The second point I'd like to make is that we would like very much to have a committee struck to have a formal relationship with the region to move ahead with the planning of the pool. We are ready to do a lot of the legwork. We can do some scoping, gather information about cost of sourcing and things like that, even do some measuring. But we need to work with the region in that to have the specifics and the guidelines so that the information that we get is relevant to what we need. The third point we'd like to say is to reiterate that we are ready to do fundraising. We have a committee in place, and we are ready to roll out a fundraising plan, but we're only going to do so when we get the green light from the council and the region to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.
Deborah Herman Spartan, 7438 Highway 3, Sunday Center. I'm also from the Aquatic Society, and I would like to suggest in your discussion to combine the library and the pool together. The committee could be shared, the walls could be shared, saving money, possibly put it where it was originally designed at the Marist Center, saving money there also with infrastructure, and again, another wall. So it's just something to think about and discuss when you go ahead and do that.
Thank you, Deborah.
Dirk Van Loan, East Port Revere, 357 Sandy Bay Road. Council, staff, I am just here to apologize for my outbursts a couple of weeks ago when we had the hearing over the bylaws having to do with how we're going to operate this county. I'm very much in favor of much of the bylaws having to do with setbacks and all kinds of other things having to do with the way the county is arranged. But I spoke out and in a fashion that was unkind, disrespectful, ill-informed, and I really accomplished nothing in the advantages of building a better Queens. And so I
Thank you very much for that, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
And if I might say, just to console you, your comments compared to some written comments were very mild, but your words are very appreciated. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Hearing none. Motion to approve the regular council meeting, March 22nd, 2022. Moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded by Councilor Brown. All those in favor? Passed. A motion to accept the public hearing meetings, March 22nd, 2022. Moved by Councilor Hawks, seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. All those in favor? Passed. A motion to accept public hearing minutes, March 23rd, 2022. Moved by Councilor Amaro, seconded by Councilor Charlton. All those in favor? Passed. There's a recommendation in your package 6.1, if someone would so make that recommendation. Councilor Brown.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the creation of the Thomas H. Riddall Library Steering Committee according to the draft terms of reference.
And that's seconded by Councilor Romero. As you recall from our last week, we adopted the steering committee terms of reference. It's very unusual for us to have a committee dealing with the structure we're going to build. However, in this case, we are not going to be the users or the operators of the contents of this facility. We are simply building it to rent to the users. And it was the belief of those around the table that the best people to build a library or to give the input on what is needed for a library are people within the library system, because that is the sole purpose of the proposed building. Are there any questions of anyone regarding the terms of reference for the steering committee? Councilor Charlton.
Just a comment to Deborah's request about combining these two committees. I understand the intent of the library and that they have to have representation from the library board and such. However, if a pool committee is striked soon and there were an opportunity for those two items to be combined in the same facility, then could those committees not meet? Should that be an option? Regardless, they do not have to be a combined committee.
At this point in time, the discussion is on the library terms of reference. Whether or not council agrees to strike a pool committee is a discussion later on, but this discussion is simply centered on the steering committee terms of reference. So it's simply to adopt the committee terms of reference for the steering committee. What happens at a later date happens at a later date. But at this point in time, the motion is simply the terms of reference for the Thomas H. Riddall Library Steering Committee. Does that answer your question? Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll call for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Following 6.1 is 6.2, appointment to the Thomas H. Riddall Library Steering Committee. There is a motion within your package. Councilor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality appoint Jessica Jodry, Susan DeChamp, Tom Shepherd, Councilor David Brown, Jeff Mercer, and David Truman to the Thomas H. Riddall Library Steering Committee, effective immediately, with a term to expire on the opening of the new library.
And that's seconded by Counselor Romero. For those wondering how those names were chosen, the library staff at the library were asked to suggest names of library users looking for a spread of ages and demographics and a variety of users. Two names, as per the steering committee recommendation, came from the library board, and they being Tom Shepherd, who is a citizen from Queens, who is a representative for Queens on the library board, and the second being Counselor David Brown, who is counselor's representative on the library board. And the two last names are staff from the South Shore Library Services. So that is where the names came from. Is there any other discussion? And these people have all accepted these. They're all aware, they've accepted those. Are there any other discussion on those names? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Rarely do we have a streetlight removal request. There is one before us, and there is a recommendation within the package. Councilor Gidney.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens approve the removal of the streetlight in front of 24 Weir Lane in the community of Liverpool.
And that's seconded by Councilor Fancy. So Director McLeod, you just want to explain why we are removing the streetlight and,
Yep, sure. Just a little bit of background. I guess this request has come in through Councilor Gidney, as it is in his district. The resident of 24 Weir Lane has some sensitivity to great lights. Weir Lane, as I'm sure most of you are aware, it's a very narrow street, and this light is opposite her dwelling in a very, very close proximity. So under current street lighting policy, it is the intent that the lighting that's in place remain in place unless, in the opinion of council, that the light is unwarranted. Councilor Gidney has visited the site and is supportive of the street light removal. As well, the abutting property owner that is also in close proximity to the light has agreed to the removal as well. I've consulted with our engineering works department, and there is no issue from their perspective respecting the removal of this light as per their operation or maintenance of that street. So the recommendation is for removal of that light.
Any questions from any member of council? Seeing none, I'll ask for approval. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Thank you. So April 24th to April 30th, and I'm on item 6.4, is National Volunteer Week. And the Region of Queens chooses its volunteers based upon the names put forward for the Ripple Effect program. And there were three names put forward, so we cannot make a motion until we select the candidates. And in past, very back past, council at one point in time sit and debated the names, and it was basically based on who knew who, and sometimes not on merits. And so because every person is valued regardless of how much or regardless of the extent of what they do their work, if they are seen valued enough for a fellow citizen to recommend them as a Ripple Effect volunteer, then we value them as a volunteer. So there are three names, Scott Christian from Mercy, and Heather, do you just want to go over the names and what they do, and then we just draw two from the hat for the...
Sure. Scott Christian is from Mercy Point. As you can see in the agenda package, he has, at the time he was recommended, had spent 2 years putting his heart and soul into working towards getting the regional unit for the Queen's daycare. That now is successful. very valued there, does the frozen meal program for them. And Diane Huskins of Caledonia has a very diverse volunteer portfolio. She's the lead on the Community Food Resource Network there, and has volunteers working with her to run that program. And they also run a thrift store called Miracle's Closet, which fundraises for that network. And she's with the North Queens Medical Center Board, as well as the Adopt a Highway Glitter Program. Each of those three names are in this bag. Can you come forward?
We only have two, correct?
Yes, please.
I think this year, in particular, since we have only three names, I feel very uncomfortable pulling two names out and leaving one person feeling like they weren't so-called worthy enough to do it. I mean, you have five, six names and such as, I'd like to be able to change it this year to have three volunteers.
Provincially, I'm sorry, may I speak?
Yes,
provincially, we're only allowed to send two. Most municipalities can send one. We're allowed to send two because it carried over when we amalgamated. We had one for Town of Liverpool and one for the municipality of, or the District of Queens. So we're allowed to send two to the, all of them are worthy. They were representative volunteers for the Ripple Effect. So they all, you know, are very, very worthy.
Right.
Unfortunately, we can only choose two to send right to Queens as Volunteer of the Year to help us.
That's too bad.
Ceremony, I know.
And that's the way it's always been, so. And it's, we follow the provincial nomination, because that's what it's about. It's about drawing them for provincial recognition. We recognize all of them through the Ripple Effect. So in fact, we have given them the recognition from us. This is the provincial recognition, so. Two names. Can I get three? And one.
No, you have two different.
No, there's still two. Sorry.
Need an auditing firm to make sure.
Oh, it's all folded.
There's only three things of that.
And there's one left?
And there is one.
Okay. Scott Christensen?
Christian.
Christian. And, what's this one? David Freeman. So congratulations to those two gentlemen. Thank you. So now we need a motion, which is in the package, 6.4. Councilor Romero?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipalities select Scott Christian and David Freeman as the Region of Queens Municipalities 2022 Volunteers of the Year.
And that's seconded by Councilor Brown. Are there any other further comments? Councilor Gidney?
Yes, I just want to go to all these. All the representatives here are fantastic. They are. Some more so than others, and that's beside the point, but it's very valued in Queens that we have so many volunteers that are willing to put out everything that they have to do things. And it's just, and I appreciate that these names have been put forth. I think it's an honor for all of them. And I'm a little sad that Diane was unable to receive it, but I mean, the way it was worked, but she's amazing in her own right for what she does and the things that she has accomplished.
Words well spoken. Any other comments? Not, I'm going to ask for the motion. All vote. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 6.5 takes us to a yearly activity that we do. The fire departments and medical first responders every year list with us the activities with which they can respond to, either in the technical aspect, meaning they're well-trained, operational, or if they have awareness and things such as vehicle rescue, water rescue, ice rescue, and each one does their own, and they are all here. There is a motion in the package. Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves the 2022 to 2023 Fire Department and Medical First Responder Registration, effective April 1st, 2022, for Greenfield and District Fire Department, Liverpool Firefighters Association, Mill Village and District Fire Department, North Queens Fire Association, Fort Minkley Fire Department, and West Queens Medical First Responder Society, according to the services level for each department included on their 2022 to 2023 application for registration.
Deputy Muse, and that's seconded by Councilor Gibney. Any comments from our CEO who looks after this file, or are there any questions respecting these forms? Councilor Brown?
I'm just kind of curious that our first responders, our ground search and rescue, don't fall under this. Do they have a separate organization? Because I noticed one of the listings on the things that they qualify for is ground search and rescue, and none of our fire departments have put in that they are a primary supplier of ground search and rescue.
If I may, yeah. Madam Chair. So the I believe if we check, the ground search and rescue also have registration with us. And so once they apply, their registration is good until they revoke it or they change it.
Okay.
In this particular case, the fire departments have asked to redo it every year, versus the ground search and rescue have not.
Okay.
So they would have registration with us as well, but they just haven't renewed it in the last number of years because they're consistently providing, as you would say, they're a provider of ground search and rescue, and unless they enhance their services and provide something new, there's no need for them to come back every year to do that.
That makes sense. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll ask for the vote. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. If Ms. Henley, Community Development Coordinator, would please come forward. There is a motion in the package, and we'll make that motion, which could each one is separate?
Should we
do them all separate? Okay, so Ms. Henley, perhaps you could speak to the process, because we did hear from a speaker, and I do know that there was one group in here that will be coming back because they've redone the way they presented their finances, because some of the finances were actually earmarked for a large project, which they didn't quite know. So do you want to just explain why we've developed this objective process?
Sure. So in summary, we've had 17 requests for this budget year to the Community Investment Fund. There's 12 recommendations before you today. Some of them are not for the full amount as requested, because under policy, the eligibility criteria states that if the two preceding years have over 50% surpluses, that you're not eligible for funding because you haven't shown financial need to need funding. So some of them have had a surplus over 50% during one of those 2 years. So we set a precedent last June to not fund up to the amount requested. So we, at that time, developed a calculation that if you were over one of those 2 years by 50%, then we looked at your bank account balance and what your budget is for the upcoming year, and we have followed that to be consistent the whole way through.
So to clarify, applicants present their budget for the upcoming year.
Yes, they provide previous year's budgets and the upcoming year.
And then they produce their expected revenues.
Right, revenues and expenses.
And then the difference, most of them I assume are all showing a loss.
Some have surpluses, some have loss, some come out at a wash.
Okay, but if they have had if there's been surpluses on the past budgets,
mm-hmm.
then they're looked at not like they're supposed to meet their budgets each year. So if they have half of the, if they didn't meet their past year's budgets and they have, are exceeding in over half of money's left.
So it's 50% of their normal operating budget. So what we do is we take the last two completed budget years and I average them. So if one year you had a budget of, or if you, to try to get even numbers, if you had a budget one year of $46,000, the next year you had a budget of $47,000, the average is 46.5. So then if you had a surplus of $27,000, you had a surplus over 50% of your normal operating budget.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify because I just, just to help understand from our speaker. So for the past 2 years, people may have had a very low operating budget because of the inability to do things and therefore their operational
expenses.
Or
if they didn't purchase, say, office supplies or gift shop materials or those types of things, then they didn't have the expenses coming out. They still continued with the fundraising, so they had a large surplus for the year.
Okay. But in the views of staff, they have sufficient money to carry on their this year's operations.
For operational funding.
For operational funding.
And just to clarify, so previously before this policy, council had a policy to give away $46,000 a year, and it was the same organizations got the same amount of money every year for the most part. Okay? And so if you were a new organization, you either got nothing or you got very little because we continued to fund the same organizations year after year. This is the most generous program in Nova Scotia if you check. We budget $175,000, plus we have some, we allow it to carry over, so there's extra if it doesn't get spent in one particular year. And so the actual program is based on need. In the past, it was based on giving the same money to the same groups. Now it's based on need. And so the need calculation is based on if a group has more than 50% surplus in each of the past 2 years, then they're not eligible, okay? And so, by example, if you have a budget of $50,000, then that means you had to have at least a $25,000 surplus in 1 year. That means you had to generate $75,000 in revenue and $50,000 of expenses. You would have had to do that again the next year, in addition to whatever you already had in the bank before. So in that particular case, the group, and I'm just hypothetically here, but the group would have generated in the last 2 years $50,000 profit, which is significantly more, which is more than they need to operate in a full year. So if they had no more revenue in a year, they have more than enough money in the bank to operate the next year without any subsidization from us or any other organization, then it doesn't account for the money they already had in the bank from previous years that have accumulated. And so that is the rationale. And so as Dana said, there are some groups that have a big surplus 1 year but not the next year. So it's been our practice that the recommendation has been 50%. So we don't penalize them completely. But by the same token, if they had a big surplus in 1 year, then they don't necessarily need the money going forward, okay? And if it's a small amount of money, so if a group has a budget of, there are a few that have a budget of like $5,000, they're not penalized and saying, well, you've got $2,000 in profit this year, that you're not eligible. So we don't penalize the smaller groups like that. But if you're generating significant profits, essentially, or significant surpluses, then the question becomes, according to the policy, that generally, then we're then providing grant funding to somebody to put into a bank, into a reserve, and potentially other groups that need the money that won't have access to that money in the future because we're building up surpluses in other accounts. Now, if a group has an event, they can certainly, or if they have a big capital expenditure, this program provides for that. The old grant program did not. So if somebody needs to spend $100,000 on a renovation or an upgrade, then they're eligible for $50,000 versus only $10,000 of this program. So they have to be strategic as to how they apply, but it may be a case some years they apply for operating, other years it's to their advantage to apply for capital because they could get up to $50,000 for renovations to their project. And we've given out a not great number of those in the last couple of years of $40,000, $50,000 funding. So some groups obviously don't necessarily fit the criteria, and they still like their funding. And so it becomes a question of this for staff's perspective, it's not staff's opinion, but staff following the policy as to what was adopted by councils, what's fair for all the groups in Queensland.
Councilor Fancy?
Okay, so we had 17 requests and 12 of them complied, 5 of them don't, right?
It's not that 5 of
So that means they still could?
Right.
Are we gonna get a list of those, just so we can know?
They'll come forward as the review is completed.
Okay.
So just to clarify, so the five that aren't on here, they're not here to be rejected? They're simply not included? And so if they didn't get, if they're not being recommended here today, so for instance, one of them, like Queens County Fair Association, not being recommended today, but they have since the other day submitted supplementary information, so we'll do another review of them to see if they're eligible. So if you're not approved, doesn't mean you're rejected as normal, but people can continue to submit additional information to strengthen their application or provide additional information to clarify their application to prove that they're eligible. So no one gets rejected, they only get set aside until we get more information.
Counselor Charlton?
Just to clarify, so if there's a request put in for a group such as Hank Snow Society and they're under the operational, does that exclude them from applying for one in the same budget year for an event if they were to host an event?
So in the policy, it says that once you've been approved for over $1,000, you can apply for additional funding under the Community Investment Fund up to an additional $1,000 during that budget year. So they can get up to $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they could potentially come back and get their ask up to 85 potentially for interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other questions before we start these? Counselor Fancy?
One thing I don't see on here, that's the reason I had asked about these things, is Milton Blacksmith Shop. See if there is a listing or anything. Did they make an application or not, or is it?
They have made an application. Their request was for under 1,000, so those reports go directly to the CAO, and then once he has reviewed them, a report comes to council to be now.
So that doesn't.
So that is not included.
Okay, thank you.
And they did receive. They did. So let's start the list. And I pulled these all up just for interest's sake. $70,396.05. Just for operational grants to this section so far.
There's
other ones, yeah, capitals, they're all mixed, but so far it's $70,396.05. With more to come in following the meetings.
More in the queue to come.
Okay, so the first one. First recommendation. Counselor Hawks.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve grant funding to the Community Food Resource Network in the amount of $5,000 for the 2022 to 2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Any questions or discussion? Any comments? So the vote, all those in favor? Number two. Counselor Merrill.
Move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Friends of Hank Snow Society in the amount of $7,500 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. Any questions or comments? Councilor Fancy?
I think it was brought forward very, very well this morning. The Friends of Hank Snow are in the need of the $10,000 instead of the $7,500. I know it's hard to, Dana's got an impossible task because you look at every year, and if you look at the last two years are. I don't know what you would call it, but you have a lot. You're trying to do events, and then everything gets shut down, and you put money out into trying to do what you're going to do, and then all of a sudden now they're ready to ramp up, and the money isn't there. And I believe they need $10,000. I think they're very they've brought a lot to our community. They from people from outside, and we don't want this to. We want to be known as having this event annually. So I think they need to, they're saying they need this to be able to get their sign low down. They've got other things. They have a lot of things going on there
for those comments. Are there any other comments? If not, I'm going to call Councillor Charlton.
I'd just like to note, I think the process is fair, and I think we have to follow this, otherwise we go down a rabbit hole. In saying that, if there's an event, they can apply for the extra 1,000. I understand that there's still potentially the shortfall of 1,500 as opposed to, you know, they're banking on 10. There are lots of ways to fundraise, and I would be happy to help if you're looking for someone to help fundraise. I'll volunteer myself to do so. I thank you all for your contributions.
Any other comments? I'm going to call for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Number three. Councillor Brown?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Mersey Tobiatic Research Institute in the amount of $3,450 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Councillor Gidden. Any questions or comments? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed. North Queens Board of Trade. Councillor Hawks.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the North Queens Board of Trade in the amount of $10,000 for the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Councillor Brown. Questions or comments? All those in favor? North Queens Heritage Society. Councillor Brown?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to North Queens Heritage Society in the amount of $1,200 for the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Councillor Charlton. Questions or comments? None. Ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed. Pleasant River Community Hall Society. Councillor Hawks.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Pleasant River Community Hall Society in the amount of $3,857 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Brown. I just make a note that this is another one that is receiving less than their operational funding due to their previous year's surpluses. Any other questions or comments? All in favor? Contrary? Port Jolly Community Association. Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Port Jolly Community Association in the amount of $4,334.55 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
And that's seconded by Councillor Gidney. And they have sharp pencils out there at Port Jolly because this is the exact amount they applied for and the exact amount they're getting. So they did the math. They knew the way the math works.
No rounding.
Very good. And are there any questions, comments on that? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Queens County Blades. Councillor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Queens County Blades in the amount of up to $5,000 for 2022-2023 Can Skate Learn to Skate program from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund budget. Such funding shall be available in increments of $125 for each new skater registered in the Can Skate program from October 22 to March 2023 who has not previously been subsidized by this grant funding in previous years.
And that's seconded by Councillor Gidney. Any comments or questions? Recognizing that we also have that Recreation for All program, which would pay 95% of fees such as, would that cover, oh, no, because they, it's not our program, they're only using our facility. Right, which is why we do this grant. Counselor Brad and then Counselor Charlton?
That was my question.
Right.
I'd just like to make a comment that, I've attended those sessions before, my daughter's been in Kansas State, and there were, that seemed to be quite a bit of uptake, I think, in the last year or two of that program. It was really well received and it, and encouraged a lot of people who wouldn't go there to learn to skate, so I think it's great.
Yeah, it is indeed. Any other questions or comments? And I'll answer the question, all those in favor? Queens County Museum? Counselor Brown?
I rec-
Okay, you're gonna give it to Counselor Gidney's district, or then, Counselor Gidney?
Georgia, district.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Queens County Museum, amount of $5,000 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Counselor Brown. Any questions or comments? I'll answer the question, all those in favor? Seaside Recreation Community Center? Counselor Romero?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Seaside Recreation and Community Center, the amount of $10,000 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
Seconded by Counselor, let's do Counselor Hawks. And it's great to see, Seaside Center has got itself reorganized, had a great Greek festival night, well attended. And I see other events planned, so it's wonderful to see the community rally around their community center and support it and regroup and have new blood there, so it's a great thing. Any other questions or comments? I'll ask for the question, all those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Liverpool Baseball Club? Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Liverpool Baseball Club in the amount of $9,054.50 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
And that's seconded by Counselor Charlton. I just have a quick question to Ms. Henley. So they're only like $945.50 short of their request. Was that because when it worked out in the numbers?
Yes, so they requested 10,000 and they just, I think they just rounded up. The $9,054.50 is 50% of their investment that they're making, which
okay.
is what is funded.
Oh, the they did a roundup.
Right.
I wonder if you will. We don't round up.
Put a round up.
Any questions? And I'll ask for the question, all those in favor? Liverpool International Theater Festival? Counselor Gidney?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Liverpool International Theater Festival in the amount of $6,000 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
And that's seconded by Counselor Brown. We're all looking forward to the reestablishment of that. I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed. So I thank you for that, and I believe, I know we'll be seeing Queens County Fair again. They did have a substantial amount of money. A lot of it was a COA money earmarked for a specific capital project. So that's not, anyway. We'll hear from them on another one. Thank you.
Thank you.
That one. 6.7, non-union salary and wage increases. Who would like to make this motion? Deputy Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve policy 94 respecting non-union salary and wage increases.
And that's seconded by?
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
The policy was emailed to council on April 5th to review for the council meeting for April 12th. There's not, we have not met the requirements of section 48, bracket 1 of the Municipal Government Act of State before a policy is passed, amended, repealed, the council shall give at least 7 days notice to all council members. In our administration policy 4, it clarifies the term at least 7 days to be calendar days and shall not include the day the notice is sent or the date of the meeting. And furthermore, we identified, to make a policy, we had to identify the need. The policy is written, and then the policy is sent to council. And then once the policy is sent to council, then the policy is considered.
Deputy Mayor Muniz, do you want to withdraw your motion and put it on next council agenda, seeing how it doesn't come into effect until October?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So this will come forward for public discussion at our next council meeting.
Question.
Yes.
Are we moving this from not being a recommendation? We're taking it out of recommendations for the next council meeting, putting it in discussions?
No, it will be a recommendation at the next council.
You said discussion.
You said
Well, I meant recommendation.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
It will come forward as a recommendation. No, not a discussion.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This has been discussed. We'll go there. Okay, so now we are on discussion. And Councillor Fancy?
Yes.
You asked for this item.
Yes. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's nice to see people from the Aquatic Society here today and just even giving an update of where they are and what's going on there. These last few weeks since our last council meeting, I've had a lot of people approach me about the pool, and they were kind of, they just didn't understand, or they didn't think that the council or the region were more lukewarm toward this idea of the pool. And it was from a lot of the comments that were made at that meeting. And I ask now that as I try to go through a few of these things, ask if any comments or questions you kept to the end of this discussion, just because I wanted to bring forth a few things. There was a presentation of the Aquatic Society, and we learned that there's a commitment of $3 million, and also, too, they made a commitment of continuing to raise money to even help with operational costs and such as. And we now know the donors, so that's something else that has come up the last few weeks, people saying, I think it's them, I think it's these people. So now we know who it is, and nobody has to be alarmed, nobody has to be afraid anymore. Council has discussed the replacement of the Milton Pool for many years. We know it's a centennial pool, and we try to sometimes make it like we're trying to reinvent the wheel. The Milton Pool needs to be replaced. It's over 50 years old. We understand the problems that we are having with the Milton Pool. There isn't any funding allotted for the pool in this budget. We decided not to. I'd asked for money to be set aside to was voted down for that. Last year, it was part of our council discussion with an estimated cost of $2.5 million, but was later rejected because we just didn't have the money, so the cost. This year, we had looked at the budget, and in budget discussions that was again on the agenda for next year for the 22-23 budget for $2.5 million. My request is what the Aquatic Society has already brought forward here today. My request is to consider a combined library and pool. There will have to be a committee struck, as requested by Councillor Charlton here on our last council meeting, with the mandate of looking into a combined build. We have committed $3 million to a library build in our budget, and with the commitment of $3 million from an anonymous donor, but this would be a substantial amount to do a build.
very worthwhile to the community. The cost savings would be great by being able to build these together. This would also too allow the project to be able to be started at the same time. And we wouldn't have to be waiting around, and then also too, the donor wouldn't get nervous of saying, where are we going to, what are we doing, or where are we going? I think as a council, are we lukewarm to this? Or are we ready to go forward with this? Remembering we are considering $2.5 million in our next year budget for a pool, if somehow the donor steps back because we don't go forward, that $2.5 million will be on the people. The people will have to pay for that. That's going to have to come out of our money somewhere. For us not to go forward this year, or to start in some way, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. I just don't understand where we're going. I don't understand where the council is, because I feel the council is with us. Wait another year. Our community has stepped up in recent years, and most of the things we have here, like the dog park, the skate park, the trestle bridge reopening, and now the autism play park, we have learned that the community has heard our needs and they want to get something done. So with that all being said, my request for the next council meeting is the following. That the Council of the Region of Queens form a pool committee, and for their first mandate, consider the possibility of combined library and community pool. Thank you.
Any other comments? Councilor Gidney.
I agree with this presentation. I think it's definitely worthwhile. Yes.
Councilor Brown.
I'm very much in favor of the swimming pool, and I'm glad to see that the donors have come forward. As I've said to the committee, at this time, I don't feel that it's appropriate to combine the two committees for the library and the pool. You know, when they did their presentation, there looks like one really good location for a swimming pool, which may not be where we want to put a library. I think combining the two groups right now at this early stage would limit our areas to find the best location for both of them. I think if we have separate committees that are looking at locations and the locations that are selected coincide, then we have a really good chance of combining the committees to build one build early on. I think we need a committee. There's other options for the library that may work better, combining with a seniors home or something like that, which has funding. But I think we definitely need to have a committee to start moving forward with the pool so that we can take advantage of the generous donation that has come from the community.
Other comments? Councilor Romero.
It was a very good presentation there by Councilor Fancy. I'm very much in favor of a pool, and I think we do need to start a pool committee right away. I do like the idea, definitely, of the pool and the library being in place. I think it's great, and I'm really impressed with the pool and getting us started.
Just want to clarify, we've been talking about an outdoor pool, now all of a sudden we're talking about an indoor pool. We all agree that?
No.
How would you combine them if one's an indoor facility and one's an outdoor facility?
I'm no architect, but when you build things, you can build it with, the pool has always been, the thought of building a pool is that someday it could possibly be an indoor pool. So you're building the walls all supportive so it can be able to maintain and hold the walls if it needs to be. So you build the pool and library all as one. When you're digging, you dig the whole thing. When you do the architectural drawings, it's for the whole thing. Everything's a cost savings. When you go to try to put this together, you've got $6 million where you say, well, we're going to build one,
and then we're gonna build one later on. We don't have the people for doing it, but we do have the resources to start going forward with this. One can be Hubbard, which is the library, and the other is the outdoor pool, which could be an indoor pool someday, and then they can work together. Somebody's inside reading, somebody's in the pool. I mean, it could be like more of an educational center rather than just like calling a library. I don't agree with Councilor Brown, because if you start saying, well, could we work this, could we work that, it'll never come together. It'll always be, well, should we, I want to be here and I want to be there. We either got to make a decision that we're all going to be one. I mean, you can still have two committees, but they all going to be working towards the same goal, or it doesn't work.
Councilor Charlton?
I think we might be going down a bit of a rabbit hole here, because with the library, there were concerns before about, well, where is it going to take place? And the first step was to strike a committee and get a steering committee. So I believe we need a committee for the pool. The library committee and the pool committee, I think, ultimately have to work separately on each avenue. However, I'm not against the idea of them being one if it makes sense. But I'm not aware of what site locations would make sense or don't make sense. So I wouldn't want to put provisions on one or the other and then have one of them not happen because of that. So I think our first step is to strike this pool committee and go from there. And then you could bring those two committees to the table potentially later on if there are sites that work, and then go from there. But I think we're trying to put too many things ahead of the game here, and it will prevent us from getting the pool committee started, which I think is ultimately where we need to start.
Other comments? Before I recognize Councilor Fancy, any councilor who has not yet spoken on this matter wishes to express their opinion. Councilor Fancy?
I respect what everybody is saying here, but I understand too that we have $3 million that somebody is generously donating to us, and we're looking at a $2.5 million next year that can be saved because we're going to be able to build, and we're trying to say, well, maybe we should form a pool committee, maybe we should form a library committee. And we'll see if this somehow can come together. And I believe that if we're going to look at this, we have to look at this as a whole. If it can't work, okay, it can't work. But I think we need to look at it as a whole, not looking at it as a committee here and a committee here, because when you start the infrastructure and start to get put up designs and such as, we're going to be in trouble because we're not on the same page. Can we make them work together? Absolutely, we can make them work together. Can we find a location where they can work together? Yes, they can. That's not a question. It's a matter of, do we want to do that or not? Or do we want to say we want the library over town, so we don't want it over by Queen's Place, say, for instance, where it couldn't be, it would take more area. We just have to decide if this is what we're going to do. I think as a council, we so many times we just keep going in circles, and that's why I get tired of council with. Because I feel the council just goes in circles, and we go nowhere. So I get tired of that, but it's ultimately what the council wants to do.
Anyone before Councilor Charlton speaks the game? Councilor Charlton?
I'd just like to clarify, Councilor Fancy, that I support what you brought forward. When the Aquatic Society did their presentation, their preference was to put the pool on the side of Queen's Place, where my understanding is it was originally slated to go and then did not happen. So my comment is, I don't want to put provisions on something now that if something that could happen that may not go there. If the library can't go there with it, then I don't want to see that not be an option if that's the wish. So very much supportive of getting the committee struck. I think we need to get that committee struck. And then those things need to be looked at to see if they're possible. I'm certainly not saying that I don't believe they are or aren't. I just think that if we strike that committee, then we can start the process.
just on the staffing side. We have a $34 million budget this year. We're involved with a $60 or $70 million long-term care facility. We just approved terms of reference for a new library facility. We've got infrastructure projects. We've got a landfill study going on. We've got contaminated site study going on. We have zero capacity in this budget year to have to do a pool study or be on a pool committee. We have lack of staff. We don't have enough staff to carry out our functions now. If council wishes to have a pool committee and start work on this immediately, we're going to have to hire external consultants to do that. But we just do not have the staff capacity in this budget year, and it may not be next budget year either. We just cannot find people to hire.
Councilor Charlton?
I appreciate those comments, and I know our staff are beyond busy, and so I understand that. I think that if we want to be able to take advantage of this $3 million and take advantage of replacing Milton Pool and not potentially being without a pool in our community, that we still need to start the process. So if that looks like an external consultant, then could that fee not potentially come out of the $3 million that has been donated by Mike Murphy and Holly Stenton Murphy, and we do it externally? I mean, we can't expect our staff to be able to do everything, but we have this opportunity here. Instead of thinking of all of the problems, could we not try to look at the solutions and change the mindset here to see how we could proceed?
Could we not ask Holly Murphy Denton and Mike if they would be in favor of 2023 as a start time for discussion? I mean, has anyone asked them the question? I mean, we all assume that if we don't spend the money, she's going to take it away. I mean, the Holly I know from way back when would never put those types of stipulations on things. And I mean, I know you all are aware of the pressures we're suffering right now. And is it to the best advantage of Holly's money to spend it on hiring consultants? Or do we know if she would be in approval of waiting until late fall for discussions of a pool to start and active work actually start in 2023? I mean, isn't that where we should go first? Ask the question of her before we get ourselves in this, well, we have to hire consultants, and I mean, she's gifting, her and her son are gifting the money so generously. Should we not ask the question? Is there such a big rush that it can't wait, that we're discussing now hiring consultants to do the work that of something that we are going to own, and our staff are still going to have to be involved? Even if we're hiring consultants, we still have to write the request for proposals. We still have to keep on top of it all. Can't we just ask the question and then discuss it next council again and find out if she would be in favor of waiting until we actually have the capability to do this? I mean, there's no denying that we want a pool. There's no denying that at all. But the truth is,
Madam Mayor, we've got a point of order on the floor.
Councilor Hayes.
Point of order.
Yeah.
When they're gifting us $3 million, I don't think we should be going back to them and say, well, can we just wait for 2 years to get started and things like this? The money is there to start something and this is what the discussion has been all along. Do we want to do this or not? I feel a negativity from the mayor and the CAO towards us, and I just don't understand it. I don't, because we've got this money, and if we keep
pushing back to somebody who wants to give us money, we could easily be the $2.5 million coming out of our own pockets. As I'm only on council for these 4 years, and I want to see something, not that I want to see it, I want, if somebody's generously going forward with this, and we're gonna go back to them and say, can you wait 2 years? I don't think that's a proper response. I believe that we should be going forward.
Well, whether or not you think it's proper, I think it's reality. And if council wishes to hire consultants and strike a pool committee, you are the majority. Personally, I think hiring consultants is not a good use of taxpayers' money. It's still gonna take up our staff. I'm not on council to see what we can do before we all leave. We're going to have a nursing home built and we're not gonna, that's still gonna be in the process. I really think we need to think what we can actually have the capacity to do this year from a realistic viewpoint. Councilor, Deputy Mayor Muse.
I really think we should set up a committee, and maybe that's some of the things the committee can look at, you know, holding off and doing the bill, but we have to have a committee set up to get it started. You know, we can say we're gonna have the committee, maybe next year look at the committee. Well, then it'll be 2 years down the road before we have the poll. It's gotta be started. You know, so it's gotta have a pool committee.
So there are a majority of councilors that have.
Councilor Mayor has had her hand up.
I have to agree. I think we need to get started. I mean, we cross our fingers every year hoping that the Milton Pool is gonna open. And I think we need to get started on this. I don't think we need to wait another year, another 2 years. The money's on the table. We need to get going.
So we have a majority of councilors that want to strike, have a pool committee struck. So how do you wish to move forward from this point in time? Do you want to see a terms of reference drawn up? We have to decide the committee makeup. How do you wish to proceed? Deputy Mayor Muse.
So we brought back this time the Riddall Steering Committee. I think it's gotta be the same as for the pool committee in terms of reference brought up and then brought back to the next meeting. Well, not the next meeting. A meeting.
For a discussion.
That's right.
So you're saying the end of April for a discussion document listing the terms of reference. For a pool committee. While we're at it, I may as well ask the question, who do you think should sit on it? So we can get that over with. Councilor Charlton?
Well, I think our staff will have some insight on who needs to sit on it from that, the administrative, whether it's director of engineering, I assume CAO. However, the Aquatic Society has asked for, I think, at least one of their members. I'm just thinking in terms of the library, I think they have two representations there. So to me, it would be fair to have two representatives from the Aquatic Society sit on that committee.
Understanding there is a difference. We're building a library that we're not going to own and operate.
Mayor Norman, with all due respect, you're asking us what.
I know, and I did say it. Yeah, and your is too. What are other people's opinions?
I think we should have a counselor also.
So you're saying two aquatic, one counselor, one counselor, one counselor. Who else?
Could we ask the CAO what this would typically look like from a staffing point? Who would, I assume our director of recreation would sit on that committee, the CAO?
We have zero capacity.
Right. So there's
That's why I suggest if you wanna do this, we need a consultant or something to be the staff person or to be the staffing person. We don't have the capacity.
So, Chris, what do you suggest as far as that goes? So I asked a question about could some of the money from the $3 million hire the external consultant? So which step needs to come first? So to be clear to council to make this smooth as it can go.
Not sure what you're asking me.
So you're saying we don't have the staff capacity, and I'm not arguing that, I understand that. So it would look like if we want to get this started, we need an external consultant. So are you saying there would be no staff on this committee, and it would be members of the Aquatic Society, a counselor, whomever is struck on the committee with the working with the consultant? I just don't understand what the expectation is, and I feel like it's not really clear.
That would be correct.
Okay. And to my question, would there be anything preventing us from expensing money for that consultant or the donation? It's to get the pool going, so my assumption is no, but I don't know that.
I've seen zero from the Murphys about providing $3 million for a pool. I've seen two presentations at public from the Queens County Aquatic Society who have indicated that. But first step would be the Murphys would need to provide a letter to council, which would outline that they're willing to commit $3 million and what the terms and conditions of that $3 million would be. I would suggest that's first.
Okay.
And then from there, we would then determine, are we able to use some of that money to hire external staffing or external consultants to manage the process?
Councilor Fancy?
Maybe also two people out there who with a lot of expertise that we haven't even considered yet, we're just going through this initially, that we should bring this back as a discussion again for next meeting, that we could be able to find out more, because now if we're looking at forming a full committee, then we'll be able to find other people who could have expertise that we haven't even thought of here yet.
Okay, so for next council meeting, then we'll just put this back on as a discussion item. Is that what you're saying? And then you're going to go do your home, find out what other positions should be, what other strengths that are needed on the committee from exterior people.
I was thinking as a recommendation for next council meeting, but it looks like here there's still a lot of questions, and maybe we could be able to get some other people with more expertise that we can be able to get part of this discussion as we even think of what people should be on the committee to be able to make it go.
Right, because I can think of someone that may be an excellent committee member.
Yeah.
If you're going to go this way, then I do know someone that I'm certain could bring plenty of expertise to the committee. And it's a Queens County person, so. So why don't we do a little homework, Councilor Charlton?
So just to clarify, it was originally discussed that this would come back as a discussion about what the committee would look like with some context, just like it did for the library committee. And then at the next meeting, it could come back potentially with a recommendation, which we just passed for the library committee. So I just want to clarify, because I don't think that's what's being proposed. If we had a discussion about what that committee looked like, just like our last one, Council Financy for the library, and we had some of that brought forward, and we got a consensus on that was okay, then 2 weeks later that potentially could come back for a recommendation. Because
right.
If we don't say that here today, we're just having this exact same discussion 2 weeks from now, and we're just going around in circles, I think. So if we have sort of an idea, at least we could have staff bring us a report with some information, and then if we can iron that out, then we could have it as a recommendation the following. So if we don't have staff capacity, I feel like we know we need a consultant. If we don't have staff capacity, I think it would be fair and reasonable to expect two counselors to sit on that committee, because our staff cannot. Two members from the Aquatic Society, and I think we should have two members from the public.
Yeah, why don't we wait and do some homework and flesh out expertise that's in the community? And perhaps if we get a letter from the Murphys, if we can use some of that money, then maybe we have someone living within Queens that has their entire life spent on this, and maybe we could do some kind of contract deal or something. but I would rather get this committee right than rush it and get it wrong. So I'd rather take some time and get some homework done and speak to some people, see maybe, first off, can we use some of the money to hire the work? And if so, is there someone living here that has the expertise and the ability to guide us in the direction? Because if so, then we get a big check mark on that one. Rather than just rush to get it done in the next second council meeting. I really think we need to get this committee formed right. Deputy Mayor Muse?
We're gonna have to hire somebody anyway.
Right.
So I don't think it's a big thing to say that we're gonna have to go outside and get somebody. We're gonna have to have somebody outside doing the project anyway, so I don't think it's a big thing to put them right away.
Right. So we, you're saying there's no big rush right now?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, we're talking about this outside consultant, we're gonna need him anyway. Sometime in the future for the committee, so if we get him right away, what's the difference? We gotta need him. I don't think any of us are experts at building pools.
And we also have to figure out time, so can we just put some serious thought and further put forward maybe some draft look for staff to create that steering committee report for the library? That wasn't done in 2 hours' time. You know, when you're asking staff to bring back something like that, you know, that's a day's work. And to get it that detailed, that what Councilor Charlton wants to see. So can we just bring back some bones of it? Just some basic bones of what it would look like? So then we can get the bones figured out. So then when we see it, it's we're not gonna tear it to pieces for next council meeting.
So I'd like to ask their CAO what could be brought back forward for some kind of committee rules or regulations, if you want to call them, or something that we could be able to have something as a base from, if it's possible.
Staff can conduct whatever research and prepare whatever document council wishes, so.
Okay, good, I like that. Thank you.
What do you want to see for next council meeting? Councilor Charlton?
My comment is just to have something come forward so that we have something to discuss, I guess, again in more detail that can be sent back for recommendation, because right now we have proposed pool on here, but we don't have any documentation in our agenda or anything like that. And when we discussed the library committee, it was suggested, you know, what made sense, what that looked like, but ultimately council could change it or do whatever. So I would like to see a report of what that could look like, just so we can get the process going. I'm not intending to rush the process. I just don't want to see us run around in circles and constantly have pool discussions with no action attached.
Okay, so not necessarily the full final steering committee terms of reference, as you see in this document, but at least some background reporting on the backbones of what could be contained within this.
Yes, my understanding is what you're saying, the document you're referring to now
right.
is what's under the recommendation for the
right.
library committee. That was after everything was ironed out. We
right.
need to get it to where we can iron it out.
Okay.
If I may, I'm confused.
So not a full terms of reference, but basically some scenarios?
So the terms of reference,
right.
if we go
the
back,
library.
If we look at the Thomas Riddell terms of reference.
Right.
The purpose is pretty straightforward.
Right.
It's to build a new outdoor pool. So.
Right.
That's pretty straightforward. We'll change it from the library to a pool. The authority is the same. The scope will take some time to come up
right.
with those issues. Reporting relationships, steering committee will be there. The CAO stuff will come out. Membership we've decided are generally, I think, two is what the council has said. Duration, frequency of meetings, quorum, resources, all that stuff's the same for the most part. So I'm not sure what you would ask if you want something. But you don't want that term to reference, you want something.
Do you want, so
I'm not sure what documents you would ask if that's not what you're asking for.
How this conversation just took place was, it almost seemed like that was an unrealistic expectation for that to come forward at the next meeting. So if it's not and it can be done, then great, let's do it.
So next meeting, there'll be a steering committee terms of reference. Which basically is gonna mirror this one.
Counselor Brown has.
Counselor Brown?
Yeah, I think I'd like to see something from staff giving us some direction on how we move forward making this happen without using staff resources at that point, since we don't have the resources and none of us are experts on making it happen. I'd like to see a little bit of something explaining to us how we can move forward to make this happen. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear, but you know, we don't know whether we have to at what point we hire a consultant to get this on the go to form the committee. And I think that has to be laid out, because I think, you know, the general consensus, it sounds like around the table, is that we want to see this pool go forward, but we have some severe limitations on staffing and our ability as a municipality to make that happen this year. I think we want it to happen, but we have to have some kind of a direction on how we can take it to that step with the resources that we have available.
So what do you want to see next, Council?
I would like to see a direction of how the committee can be formed to make this happen without using all, you know, the staff resources which we normally rely on. So kind of a roadmap for us to what steps we have to take.
Councilor Charlton.
Is there provision under any of our policies or the MGA that our CAO have to sit in on one of these committees?
Is there a requirement that we have to?
No.
No.
No?
Okay.
But considering this is going to be a major build of something that the taxpayers own, I would be very wary if we did not have financial senior staff advice on that committee. Because they see things that sometimes we don't see. But I just think the CAO leads all of staff, but that would be their choice. So for clarity, we have two things. So we have some counselors wishing to see a steering committee terms of reference as defined as what we see what was before us. And then we have others that, or at least one person, who basically wants to know how we're going to get there. So basically, what is it you want to do? The majority. Carl, you haven't spoken a word. Like, I hate to put you on the spot, but we need to know, because we all sit around this chamber and we all have to understand so we can get on the same path.
Yeah, well, yes, we definitely need a steering committee for the pool.
Okay, fine.
We also need to know if we can use some of that $3 million for consultant. If not, then where does that money come from? Right, and where... Who's going to staff it, right? Because I think we got to have a consultant, right? There's no way around that. But just where it's going to come from and when it's going to happen.
Do we agree with comments from Councillor Hawks?
Yes.
That basically we need a committee, but we also need to understand where the resources, if we can use the resources of the donation, to put toward the extra professional staff that will be required. Because we do have a director of recreation. Does that person have time to lead this project? No, I would say. But do do they need to be a crucial component of it?
Yes.
Yes. So what if we bring a mock or a draft terms of reference? And then also perhaps in the introduction, some answers to your questions. And if the Aquatic Society would have Holly reach out, provide her contact information so that we can ask those questions of her directly, which we need answered, right? The way we'll do that.
Yeah, not from, I'm not sure what questions you talked about. You said you
well,
want
we need to know if the donor is in favor of using part of the donation toward the cost of hiring the leader, the professional leadership or staffing that is required.
Okay.
I mean,
so
we just need that answer.
So the donor should submit a letter directly to council explaining
right.
their offer of the funding as
right.
well as the terms
and what it can be used
for.
And what it
yep.
can be used for. Right. And if there's any stipulations on amounts or whatever. Can we beat that thing to death
yeah.
now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's gasping.
So we know what we're going, we know where we're going on this? Okay.
And I think the question that I asked for direction will probably be mostly answered in the terms of reference because that lays out each group's responsibility mostly and how we go, but I think it should be written in a way that it explains the limitations of what our staff, what our ability is, but we still want to get this going forward.
And perhaps when the committee first meets, they can decide among themselves what is required from consulting what they need. If they, you know, maybe they have enough skills, but they need someone with these skills to help them along. Or maybe they need management skills, but within the skills that they bring forward, they can help determine what's required to help them. That's that one. Queens Historical Society.